USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president discusses the possibility of a World War III in his annual TV phone-in show. Vladimir Putin warning that a large-scale global war would lead to the end of the world. Putin delivering the warning during that show when a caller asked him whether economic sanctions could set off a World War III. Putin quoted Albert Einstein saying he doesn't know what weapons will be used in a World War III, but if there is one, he says a World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. House Republicans are hoping to come up with a compromise today on immigration, hoping to put together a bill that would satisfy conservatives who want to crack down on illegal immigrants, but also moderates who want to protect young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
She served over 20 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense of which she was convicted in the mid-90s. But now Alice Johnson of Alabama is a free woman, freed from a federal prison yesterday after President Trump commuted her life sentence. She said this morning,
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others too.
Also celebrating Johnson's release, reality TV star Kim Kardashian West, who had been working to get Johnson freed and urged President Trump to commute her sentence during a recent visit to the White House. A federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. In this case, it was Philadelphia that had argued it was a violation of the law. And yesterday, a federal judge ruled that withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The United Nations and Myanmar have signed an agreement that's to begin repatriating Rohingya Muslims who fled that country during a government crackdown. We get the latest on this continuing story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Memorandum of Understanding calls for the voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of some of the Rohingya now living across the border in Bangladeshi refugee camps. The two most crucial conditions for success of the pact are citizenship rights for the Rohingya, who have never been regarded as Myanmar citizens, and an end to the violence. A crackdown by Myanmar police and military authorities was described by the UN and the US as an example of ethnic cleansing. It prompted an increase of refugee crossings into Bangladesh, where the Rohingya live in squalid conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Sports betting's begun in Delaware following a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that clears the way for it, and now sports betting at New Jersey casinos and racetracks could get final legislative approval today. It's still unknown if the governor, Phil Murphy, will sign the bill right away. Monmouth Park Racetrack says it's ready to take bets as early as tomorrow. That legislation would allow anyone 21 and older to place bets on all professional and college sports unless the college event happens in New Jersey or involves New Jersey schools. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.